says in the story, Lo Sisna Tafiva Bilbovecha. One should not hate his brother, which is a raya that all the Jews are considered like brothers in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says the average Stam Jew believes in Yud Gilo Ikri Adas, at least the Orthodox Jew, hopefully. Yeah. And therefore it says, Ki Chelek Hashem Amoy, that Hashem's part in this world, portion of this world is Klal Yisrael. We are beloved. Happy Hashem, Omer Hashem. Somebody asked me the other day, how do we know that Hashem loves us? A whole bunch of psukim. Happy Hashem, Hashem. Yimahavet Hashem Hashem. Bodim Atem Hashem Lekechem. Many psukim that show the tremendous Av Hashem. The fact that we're still around is the biggest proof that Hashem loves us. Because otherwise, there's no reason for us to be around. So how can a person hate somebody that Hashem loves? It says that if a person has a son, and somebody would hate his son, he's feeling very bad against that person, because the person feels so close to his son, he wants everybody to also be in good terms with his son. So the same thing, if somebody, Pastor Shalom, has bad feelings towards a member of Klal Yisrael, so he's causing that person, Kapi Kodesh Baruch Hu, also to have a bad feeling. There's also, he said that every part of the body has a certain purpose. For example, the mouth has a purpose to put in food, teeth to chew the food, ears to listen with, tongue to speak with, the lave, the spiritual lave, to think different thoughts. So he said, if you imagine if you see somebody who's eating with his teeth, obviously, a piece of meat which is not kosher, and the whole day he's eating not kosher meat, so he would look very, he's very distant from such a person. The whole time, his whole day and night, he's just chewing on neveis and shayshes. The time himself to your diet. So it's the same thing. It's just like you feel distance. You can't imagine how could a person do that non-stop eating neveis and shayshes. So he said, a person has in his heart a feeling of sinner to another Jew. So basically, that just like the teeth are eating the neveil and trefa the whole day, so to his heart is eating its neveil and trefa. The feeling of sinner to another Jew is equivalent to eating a neveil and trefa. They're both mitzvah d'oraisa. Yes. So, sometimes people justify, well, he did something bad for me, he's not a nice person. That but not to realize that this is all historian from the Yetzer Hara, and why should I damage myself just because he's not behaving nice to me? Why should I go against the Ratzon Hashem? It's not that very often there's room for a Sudan person more look out to us, etc., etc. So anyway, this is whatever person has ill feelings to someone else, or somebody did something not nice to him, come about, if it's monetary issues, you can go to visit. Or if you have some way of being moshiach, a way of changing his behavior, not even annoying. As far as the feelings of sinner towards the person, one should realize that it's an isoyin for Hashem, and other rabbis, a way to uplift themselves and get past that, get closer to Hashem.